Hello, I'm Liz Wade.
And I'm Mike Proctor. Welcome to Spotlight. This program uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
The girl looked lovely in her long white dress. Her light brown hair looked wonderful. The African sun was shining. Everyone looked happy. It was a perfect day to get married. A friend captured the day's events on film.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
10 years later, Leslie Belinda looks at the film. She remembers that day, and tears fill her eyes. She watches her husband, Charles, as he looks directly into the camera. He waves and laughs. For Leslie, the film brings back happy and sad thoughts. Her husband is no longer alive. He was killed during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Leslie has recently made a film called Hunting My Husband's Killers. Here is her story.
Leslie was born in Scotland, in the United Kingdom. As a young woman, she trained to be a medical nurse. She wanted to help sick people. She worked in Scotland. Then she decided to travel to Africa to work. It was while she was in Rwanda that she met Charles. He was a local pastor, a Christian leader. In time, they decided to marry.
Leslie loved her new life in Rwanda. She made some very good friends. One of these friends was a fellow nurse, Anatoly. The two young women enjoyed spending time together. Leslie often came to the school with Anatoly. She helped to teach the children about keeping healthy.
But Leslie's happy life soon changed. Charles seemed increasingly worried. His happy nature had disappeared. Now he was tense, quiet, and serious. Leslie asked him what was wrong. Charles told her that for many years there had been conflict between the Hutu tribe and the Tutsi tribe. Tutsis and Hutus are the two main ethnic groups in Rwanda. Charles was Tutsi. He was worried about possible violence.
Leslie says that she did not really understand the problems between the tribes. Some of them were very complex. But she knew that each tribe had its reasons to hate the other. In 1994, Leslie travelled to visit her family in Scotland. She did not know at the time that she would not see her husband again.
In April 1994, the genocide in Rwanda started. Genocide is the planned killing of a whole race of people. An estimated 800,000 Rwandans were killed in just 100 days. Most of the dead were Tutsis, and most of those who did the killing were Hutus.
The events in Rwanda were tragic. Rwandans killed Rwandans. Even people who had been friends and neighbors killed each other. Many people died unnecessarily. Many others became refugees. The country was torn apart.
Charles was one of the victims. People came one night and captured him. They took him away. No one ever saw him again. Friends wrote to Leslie. They told her that Charles was dead. 10 years later, she traveled back to Rwanda with a film crew. She wanted to discover the truth about what had happened. She wanted to hunt her husband's killers.
Since the genocide, some of the killers had chosen to admit the things that they had done. They wanted to confess their crimes. They wanted to put the past behind them. Leslie wanted to meet with them. She says,
Charles was a Christian pastor. He was not perfect. He did not always do everything right. But he tried to live his life as God wanted him to. In the Bible, it asks us to forgive our enemies. I did not know if I would be able to do that, but I wanted to try.
The film shows Leslie as she travels around Rwanda. She meets Pastor Kilbrera. He was the manager of the guest house where Charles was last seen. Local people tell Leslie that this man betrayed Charles. Kilbrera told the armed militants where to find Charles. Kilbrera is now in prison, but he refuses to admit that he did anything wrong. The meeting with Pastor Kilbrera left Leslie in tears. But the film shows her continuing her trip.
The film then shows Leslie visiting the Murrumbi Genocide Memorial site. She looks at the hundreds of bones. The bones from people killed in the genocide. They are the bodies of men, women, and children. Leslie starts to understand the full terror of what Charles suffered. She falls to her knees.
Many women would have turned away and gone home, but not Leslie. She wanted to know more. The film then shows her traveling to Gahini. This is the small village where she lived with Charles. A local man agrees to speak to her about the killings. As they talk, it becomes clear that he was one of the men who murdered her best friend, Anatoly. Leslie looks at him in the eyes as he explains what happened.
We cut her neck. She died quickly. We then attacked her young child with a machete.
Leslie tells Gusto that she forgives him. It is a difficult part of the film to watch. It was even more difficult for Leslie to do. Anatolie was a young woman, a good friend, but Leslie feels that continued anger and hate can only lead to more anger and hate. Leslie said,
"Part of me felt sick at what he was telling me. But another part of me also felt, I suppose, pity for him. I felt sad for him. He has to live with what he has done for the rest of his life."
In the film, Gusto thanks Leslie for visiting him. Leslie is not sure if Gusto is really happy to receive her forgiveness. Leslie believes that forgiveness and peacemaking is the only way forward for the people of Rwanda.
Leslie never found out what actually happened to Charles. She knows that people he trusted betrayed him. She also knows that he met with a terrible death. She met people who played a part in her husband's killing. But she cannot prove anything. So what purpose did the film serve? It did not bring about justice for Charles. No one has been punished for his death. Did Leslie just waste her time?
Leslie is clear about her answer to this issue.
The film is about a woman coming to terms with the death of her husband. It is about telling the story of Rwanda and its people. It is about finding hope. As a Christian, I believe that this hope can be found through the love of Jesus Christ. In some small way, this film helps people remember the past. But I also hope it will encourage people to build a new future. A future based on love, understanding, and forgiveness.
The writer of today's program was Elizabeth Lickis. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom and the United States. Computer users can hear our programs on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Hunting My Husband's Killers.